This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes!
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This crowd is singing High Hopes. Smiling through a broken nose. Oh, High Hopes, High Hopes.
I feel a little less alone.
Almost got me cursing there.
Tyler. Almost.
This close.
Are we live?
We're live now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're born to go live.
Yeah, dude. You know me.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's classic.
Do you say I have a Philly accent?
You do. Have you seen Universal Basic Guys, by the way?
No.
You should watch it. It's hilarious.
What is Universal Basic
Guys? It's a show about Delco guys. It's a cartoon show.
So I thought that was just like a Philly thing.
No, it's like it's on after The Simpsons.
Which
like,
is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's dude, that's my point. It's so ridiculous. It's really funny, actually.
This is like the Kelce show I find so funny because it's just about the Eagles.
Yeah. Dude, the main character's name is Mark Hoagies. It's phenomenal.
Strictly for WIP.
Yeah, it's made by WIP listeners. About the idea for the character was based on WIP listeners. Perfect. Like these guys grew up here and heard, like, would hear callers and be like, "We need to write a cartoon
Seems
character."
Like you get a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah, I do. No, I don't. I wish I had time, because I know something about a TV show.
Comes on after The Simpsons.
I don't. Watch
I don't find.
You think I stay awake to watch After The Simpsons?
That's what
There's
I'm,
this
that's
thing
what
called Hulu, buddy. You ever heard of it?
No. I've never found The Simpsons funny.
I know. I'm not surprised. You're just not.
215.
Yeah, Tucker and I strongly.
Well, Tucker's a Family Guy and Simpsons guy.
I liked Family Guy in high school. I thought The Simpsons was lame. Yeah.
And then he learned.
And then I went back and watched the first 12 seasons of The Simpsons and get it.
Oh, that's amazing.
But The Simpsons were lame when we were growing up.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, no
you
one
guys
watched
missed
The Simpsons.
The moment. I was, you know, I'm older.
I didn't get it. And now I do.
Okay.
Phil's baseball.
What are you wearing? Those pants are way too revealing.
Well, that's what caught me on the flight.
They make
it look like
yoga
pants.
They're like tights.
Yeah, but nah, this is
okay.
This is nah.
Right,
this is a good look.
Because I gotta leave.
I know.
Yo, it is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast. Fritzy's here. He's watched the spring training games 45 times already. He's ready to talk. How you doing, Kyle? How fired up are you with baseball back?
I watch the spring training games so that you don't have to.
Thank you.
That's why
that is
I
kind.
Do it.
That is yes. kind. My brother was down this weekend. We were hanging out, watching nice. Movies and stuff. Didn't get to the spring training games.
Yeah. Well, listen.
I've watched zero Phillies baseball.
That
I'm
sucks.
By that.
That sucks. I'm just letting you know.
You're you know missing me, a though. Lot of stuff. I mean, I'm Mr. Don't care about spring training.
I hear you. Yeah. I know that's who you are. Yeah. I don't get
to
it.
My core. Like, it's something that I believe. Like, I'll go down. I hang out. It's beautiful. I want to go to a game and stuff. But, like, I don't take anything seriously. It's like nonsense. Like, just get ready for the season. Let's go.
And that's why this podcast works, because I take everything that happens in spring training so seriously. It's not even.
All right. So
it's not like For example.
And yeah, I was going to say the floor is yours, but you didn't even need that.
And for example, yeah. And I don't believe that this echoes the sentiment in the city.
Mm.
But for me, I had the same reaction when Rincones Jr. hit the home run as when Cooper DeGean had the pick six.
Yeah, you said that to me yesterday. I want to punch you in the face. Like, I hate you.
Similar. I can't believe you said that. Similar reactions. So, like, I know that might not speak for a majority of the city.
Might. Keyword being might.
But if you overlaid that home run with the Matt Stairs home run in 2008, they're basically the same. So... It's been a lot of fun, man.
You are beaming.
It's been a lot of fun.
You are, yeah.
Because
like,
the dude, I've
it's
been.
It's like, you know when they tell pregnant women like you're glowing. Jack's glowing right now.
Yes,
you are. You are glowing. You're like bouncing out of the chair.
I feel alive again.
You're like,
I really,
you're the one. You're like me. Who's normally like, oh, you know. Like,
yeah, well, because I've all, you know, Mr. Smiles the last 2.5 weeks. Like, get me off Broad Street. So like,
God, I loved it.
I just, it's been one of the best months of my life. It's, and it's just to cap it off with Phil spring training baseball, seeing the boys back. Like, dude, I kid you not. When I start looking at these random relievers that could pop.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I know you're not kidding. I know.
I got a list.
I know. I'm sure you do. I know you tweeted about a few of them. I know.
John McMillan?
Just say what you just said. You say your Elliot Short Parks line that you just said to me. Say it.
What?
Do you think you might?
Oh, I think I like spring training more than I like the regular season.
No, it goes. It's Elliot in his training camp.
I know.
Don't do this to me. Do podcasts with people who care more about the preseason than the season itself.
But it's just, you know, you
hope
see,
hope springs eternal. I know.
It's cold. It's been a brutal winter.
Everyone's in the best shape of their life.
Oh man,
Taiwan, it's a breakout season.
Listen, and as someone who just went was arguing with my oil company, apparently it was a cold winter. You know, so
it was a damn cold winter.
So do you drive to work every day?
Every day.
Okay.
Yeah, only because of the time. Like I love when I was at middays, I used to walk all the time. But like, I can't walk at 3:30 in the morning. It's like,
yeah,
probably not the best move.
No, I know. Because yeah, I was wondering if it's too cold to walk to work, but
it probably would be. I mean, hold on,
you'd have to go out and start.
Well, so what I do is I'll sometimes like take a Uber or Lyft in if I know it's gonna be that cold, so Emily can drive Zoe in because they walk every day. So I'll be like, all right, it's going to be in the teens tomorrow. Take the car. I'll lift.
They're getting good steps in.
That's right. Oh, yeah. My God, dude. Emily walks like it so much. It's nuts.
Steps guy. So it's not that I don't love the regular season. There's just something about spring training. Watching, like, you know, Aiden's in the lineup, Justin Crawford, the auto camp.
It's all
the
your
lineup.
People.
It's
that's
just,
thing, yeah.
You know, we're going to see the thrill of maybe a reliever's good. Even though there's a 0% chance they actually are.
Like Junior Marte.
But there's a chance. Yeah. It's always about the chance. It's always about the hope.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I love it. So yeah. 1 o'clock today.
I can tell.
Can't wait.
Yeah. This.
I can't wait.
It's very wholesome.
And I'm disgusted that it rained on Monday.
It's
because
very wholesome.
Well, we were ripped off of Paul Skeens versus Sanchi.
Yeah. Everyone was waiting for it. Yeah.
I need to see that.
See those two inning outings. See
well,
really
but dude,
deal for two innings.
I need to see.
I'm all in on Sanchez, by the way. I'm with you. You tweeted the plus 5,000. That seems nonsensical to me. Like for Cy Young odds, like I think Sanchez is going to be freaking all like Wheeler will be their best pitcher, but I think Sanchez will be their second best pitcher. And I don't think he'll be that far off numbers wise. From where really.
Yeah.
Sanchez is going to be awesome.
Dude, I think he has the command still. But he holds it at 97, 98.
Bulked up.
Which is...
Bulked up a little bit, too.
Yeah. Like, he is...
Huge.
He's about to enter into a different stratosphere. I think he's still underrated all throughout baseball. I think if you ask the common baseball fan, they would say, yeah, we know Ranger. We know Nola
and good.
Lizardo.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but I agree with you. I think he's their second best starter.
I do, too. I feel pretty confident about it.
And I don't think we've been... like almost giddy enough about the prospects of this rotation. I mean,
it's the thing to be giddy about.
There's a very, yeah. I know, there's a very realistic chance that Nola's the fifth best starter.
Oh, I think
like
him or Ranger, I think for sure. Like, I think Nola is probably their fifth most talented starter. Yeah. You're right.
Which is insane. Well, and wait till Painter gets
Yeah. There. Well, you're right. Well then, yeah, all of a sudden, I mean, pure talent. Painter jumped to the top.
By the way, one of the Baseball America writers, I believe it was J.J. Cooper.
Shout out to J.J. Not Jim Callis.
He's not Baseball America.
Not anymore?
Jim Callis is MLB Pipeline, I believe.
He was the go-to for Baseball America for so long, Jim Callis.
So old.
It's old school. I know.
But I believe...
I'm showing my age.
Right? Yeah.
I used to read, like, actually flip the pages on Jim Callis.
Dude, I miss when we, like, really read stuff.
Who are you talking
to? Well, no, but, like, a magazine, like, the fancy baseball magazine.
Those are great. Like, the Athlon preview and the Street and Smith and all that stuff. They were great.
I can't wait. Because, you know, as you get older, you start reminiscing about the...
More and more.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see, like, what Walker and, like, Zoe and Sud, like, what's going to be considered old school to them
when
they're 30 or 40? Like, back in my day, like, in childhood, I didn't have this.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's not that I didn't... I had a CD player. I actually have... I know what a Walkman
look at
is.
You. All right.
Like, what's their thing going to be? They didn't have to deal with... They didn't have to deal with going to touchscreen all the time.
Can you believe there was a time where I couldn't just see the screen in my brain and it projected out in front of me? Like, what craziness that was. Yeah. Again, I didn't... I grew up with a cell phone. That was not an invention that had happened yet until I was, like, almost in high school.
By the way, the games on the cell phones used to be way better.
Snake is still the best game in cell phone history to date. Like, still the best one.
Yeah. So I'm very curious to see what it's going to be. But the long-winding point here.
Yeah, we're talking about
J.J. Cooper. I believe it was him.
Yes, it was.
He was on he's obviously scouted prospects for a long time. Like, seen all these guys come up. And he said that, like, Painter is one of the three best pitching prospects he's ever seen.
Whoa.
And he thinks he's better than Paul Skenes.
Whoa.
Like, he thinks he has the best fastball, curveball, and he thinks he has the three best pitches in minor league baseball.
What?
I hope he's right. Like,
me too.
Dying for him to be
right. Please, that'd be so cool. Oh yeah, like a generational pitcher.
A generation, and then Painter talked about how Hamels was trying to teach him the changeup.
I know
the other day, which is just
sure
beautiful.
Why
so
not
the. I don't, and again, I don't know how it's going to work. I really don't, you know.
What the plan is and all that. Yeah, I don't either.
Because once he comes up, let's say he pops, and they don't want to put him in the bullpen because they don't want to mess around with him.
Yeah.
Do you put Ranger in the bullpen? I mean,
I think it has to be, right? I mean, I think it'll be dependent upon how everyone's pitching and what the situation
injuries, we know.
But if everyone pitches up to their potential or, like, close to it or whatever, I think Ranger is the obvious one, but that is a super complicated thing. Considering Ranger's literally playing for a contract this year. He's in a contract year. Like, you get into real issues there. I mean, we know Wheeler hates the six-man rotation. Yeah. So, like, it's a my guess is that they will find...
And you're not factoring in Taiwan.
Yeah, well, true. Best shape of his life.
Rob's proud of him.
He's proud of him. It's like, Rob, stop talking about him like that. Like, he has to understand how these quotes play.
So proud of
them. I think they'll find ways to get guys rest. I think they'll be Nola's got a lat strain or whatever. I'll see him in 3 weeks.
Yeah. And then,
you know, I think that's the what they'll end up.
They'll go. Doing. I think they'll go six man for
and
like.
Look, again, we're this is a perfect world where all five of these guys stay perfectly healthy till they bring Painter up and all this stuff. You know,
I'm getting more and more excited about the, like, just watching the kids come up and develop.
Well, we're gonna need them.
Of course they're going to need him because the plan now is to those guys are like a real part of the future. They're not being traded. Like, I would be surprised if
Painter, Crawford, and Miller it doesn't seem like those guys are going in.
And I think Rinconas is playing his way into that conversation.
Look at you. Dude, you already are putting him up. We're talking about top 50 prospect guys, and you're like, oh, he's there.
Maybe Otto comes turning into another.
Oh my God.
No, I'm just kidding. But what's so
are you?
What's so funny, what's interesting about Rincones is, like, I don't know what he almost needs an injury this year to come up and, like, prove himself. So they've been doing the one year kind of stopgap thing. That's why Kepler's here, you know, and obviously Castellanos is another year after this year. The biggest thing that's going to be for him is proving trustworthy enough to where they don't feel like they have to go sign an outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can sign like a right fielder or a right-handed hitting left fielder and like give him the position, you know, and make it like a platoon. But like I wonder if he's hitting his way into if they let Castellanos when they let Castellanos walk in 2 years, is he good enough to be the everyday right fielder? I mean, we'll see. But it's like it's such a big leap.
I mean, are you talking about like having a youthful team in a couple years?
A bunch of kids.
So we're either going to have super old guys. It's going to be the super old guys with the super young guys. It's going to be like Miller, Crawford, Rinconis, Harper, Turner, in their mid-30s.
Don't worry, the JT extension's coming.
It better not be.
And then, really, I don't know. But then, maybe Kyle Tucker.
Hey, do that. I'm in on Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
I would just like to see like Kyle Tucker's not Juan Soto. Like, can we go back to like 400? I can't believe I'm asking, like, go back to 400 million instead of 800.
I know.
Like, can't keep going up, right? We're done with this. Like, there's not a Juan Soto, Shohei Ohtani guy. Like, right?
I wonder who the next. I mean, Tucker could get 500 million.
Yeah, he could. Tucker, that's what I'm saying. But like the next, like, leap up.
Vladdy, I don't think gets 500.
It's got to be someone who comes up when they're 18 or 19 and crushes. Like, that's the only way you're going to get someone who is valuable enough at that age. Like, Vlad will get more. I don't know if I'll get more than Tucker, actually.
No, I think Tucker gets more.
You think so?
I think Vlad's going to turn into a DH.
Yeah.
So
I just think he seems more sturdy.
Well, listen, but I would die for
either one.
For both.
Please.
But yes. Obviously, Skeens won't get 800 million. He might get like, you think the Pirates are going to pay him
400? Yeah, I'm sure.
He's going to be the first $400 million pitcher.
Do you know that the Pirates, what was that? Oh, I just saw a wild sound about the Pirates. It was something like they have not signed, like the it's something wild. I don't know if I took a picture of it or not. That's what I usually do with the good stuff. I usually do.
Well, anyway, for you to rip Bob Nutting, is that his name?
Bob Nutting, just a disastrous owner, Bob Nutting. Loser loner. Oh, I think this might be it. Hold on. Is this it? Yes. How about this? You ready for this? Listen to this. This is insane. The Pirates haven't given a multi-year contract to a free agent in almost 10 years.
A multi-year deal.
2016 was the last time they gave a multi-year deal to a free agent.
And it's such a
think about that, dude.
Because they played at a playoff pace for a good amount of the year last year.
Yeah, and they had playoff years, dude, over that time.
They have Skeens, Jared Jones, and Mitch Keller at the top of their rotation. They have Bednar was down last year, but like
they did sign outfielder guy Reynolds. They did give him $100 million, which was shocking. It was under market or whatever. But anyway,
right?
Why are we talking about?
I don't know why we're talking Pirates. I don't know who the next. I don't know who the next big contract is. I'm trying to think off the top of my head of
like the Ohtani type stuff. I don't think there is one right now.
Yeah, it could be Aiden one day.
Yep, could be. Could guy come up quick though.
By the way, Aiden's at bats so far looks so much. And then this is a deep spring training.
Oh,
cut,
good.
So
what else do we do here?
I'm very sorry for everyone involved. But they remind me so much of Stott's first time that he was in big league camp.
No,
you don't remember that?
No.
So Stott was in Stott's first time in big league camp. He was just late on everything, but he was still working pretty good at bats. And then like slowly got it towards the end. Like Aiden's just, he's getting jammed all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's because he's just starting a little bit later. But the quality of at bats are still, I'm really impressed by the, I know.
Oh, man.
I'm impressed by the quality of at bats of the
You are
of the
so
kids,
happy
dude.
Talking about
dude, this. Like, Crawford's putting together good at bats.
Honestly, you might be happier than when I was talking about the Eagles winning the Super Bowl on whatever
good
podcast or show I was doing it on. You talking about watching these kids at spring training is like the same level of joy.
Have I reached the ability to say the kids, by the way, now that I'm 30? No? All right.
A little bit.
Yeah. I'm barely.
Like I call them all kids. Like, I'll call Harper.
That's fine.
A kid.
I mean, you probably can't.
I'm over a decade older than Bryce Harper. I mean, think about that.
Yeah, that's sickening. Yeah. You counting down your days yet?
Think about it. Yeah. I'll be like, I wonder how many more seasons I got left.
How many more seasons of Seltzer? How many more years are we doing
35,
this podcast?
35, maybe.
Have you thought about how many more years we're doing this podcast?
No.
You haven't?
You wouldn't let me. I could never leave. I'll be on my deathbed and Jack will be running in the room being like, you ready, man? I got all kinds of prospects to talk about. Let's go.
Yeah. I am worried I'm becoming too prospect heavy. I just love them.
Now you're coming to this conclusion.
Well,
all these years later,
because they are
finally got them.
They should.
Maybe it's a little much.
Well, again, we're talking about a team.
Maybe watching the grainy videos of some kid from some high school in Oregon is maybe I've taken it a step too far.
Dax Whitney went to Idaho, and he had a .27 ERA. Would you get it right one time? No, but it's so funny because we do.
Nick Abel was Morgan. You watch those videos.
Nick Abel was Morgan, and he threw 100 miles an hour to Adley Rutschman. I think that was the last time he located.
Is
fastball.
He still a Philly?
I said this on a solo podcast. He listened to. I'm back in on Nick Abel.
Oh, yeah. You come around.
Yeah. He's been working. They've been more hands-on with McAvoy.
Have we mentioned a major league player yet?
Dude, I know. What's what I'm saying? It's like, I think I've gotten so prospect heavy, and like I keep forgetting we have a 90-win baseball club should be competing for a World Series. Is the NLCS a fair expectation? Like, is that... It's not World Series or bust.
No, I don't think it's
World Series or bust.
It is in terms of like, I will not consider the season a success unless they win the World Series. But to your point, in terms of what I expect, I think it is fair to expect them to get to the NLCS.
I think it's NLCS.
I don't think you can expect them to beat the Dodgers. Is the point?
No. But I'll be disappointed.
Hope
I'll be disappointed if they don't make the NLCS. Mm-hmm. But again,
I'll be disappointed if they don't win the World Series. But I also am expecting them to not win the World Series.
So I just you know what I need? I need more than one moment like last year.
Yeah, I know.
It was just over too fast. It was way too fast last year.
Way too fast.
And I don't know how you feel about this, but like how I see this season going, I really just think it's going to be, I think it's going to be a slog through the first.
Great.
It's going to be a slog for the first 2.5 months.
This is awesome.
But then they're going to get hot.
Honestly, so Joe brought this up on the air, and I actually want to read your opinions of it, because it is an interesting thought where he's like, I'm not even 100% sure I want them to win the division. Like with what's happened the last year, like I'm kind of like, you know what? Like I don't really need them to be great the first part of the season. Like I don't need them to get to a hot start. Like, I kind of want them to do what they did in 2022. Like, I'm kind of almost there where it's like, obviously, I don't want them to risk not making the playoffs like they did that year. But I honestly really don't care how they're playing until September. Is kind of not, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I want them to win. Sure. Not, but like, in terms of like, I would prefer that I don't mind if they have a worse record, but that if they're kind of gearing up for the run. Like, I think that's the smart thing to do now. But you can do it.
My fear off that is that I think they overcorrected so hard last year going for it that I think they have the same mindset that you'd have. And I just worry that
I agree. They can't do the World Series of busting again.
No. I'm talking about they were so concerned about getting off to a hot start.
That it kind of got to a hot start and then kind of let.
Exactly.
Yeah, we did it. Yeah.
And it was such an overcorrection from the last couple years.
You're worried about them overcorrecting too much the other way. I agree with that. No, just go and play baseball. But like, I'm just saying, like, I think there's a lot of validity to maybe not caring if they win the division and being fine with an extra wild card. We get more playoff game.
Sure.
We could have more moments last year if they had won that first round and then played.
So I think it's an interesting, it's a tough one because, you know, I think it's an off-season thing to say. It's just so tough in April or May to have a bigger picture.
Yeah.
So I'm mostly with you though. My only counter is that at least last year we finally had the 2-1 seeds make the World Series. You know, so that kind of squashed it for a little bit. Now maybe they're just great teams. You know, maybe the Yankees.
Well, and also the Yankees
had a cake,
pretty cake pack. I mean they played two AL Central teams. Like, come on.
I know.
No offense to the plucky AL Central team.
Wow,
they're plucky. Well, what else am I supposed to say? They've got like a 5th the payroll of the Yankees, 7th the payroll of the Yankees, whatever it is. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, Guardians.
Put the Royals and Guardians payrolls together. I'll bet you it doesn't reach the Yankees.
Man, three AL Central teams made the playoffs last year.
I know. I was just saying they faced two of them.
I know.
Yeah.
Which is actually shocking.
But the Tigers winning a round, I guess. Does that count as winning a round?
They beat the Astros. So, by the way, Garrett Crochet is the
Red Sox opening day starter.
Well, opening day starter, but he's second highest odds to win the AL Cy Young.
So you mean like he's the number two guy?
The second highest odds to win the AL.
I always think that lowest, highest. I know you're right. They're high. The point.
Sure, he's second on the list.
Lowest.
I know.
He's
second
on the
list.
It is low odds, right? Okay, that's why I was just confused.
You're right.
Like, yeah. So this point, he's number two to win. He's got the second best odds to win. There we go.
Now Raggins is third at plus 1,100. If you want,
Raggins is sick.
If you want to file that one away,
is Garrett Cole one?
No, Scooball's one.
Oh, Burns in the Scooball, of course.
I keep forgetting Burns is a.
He's a Diamondback. Less money too. The whole thing.
Snell actually. Snell has the second best odds and third best odds in the NL, ahead of Yamamoto, ahead of Glasnow, ahead of Sasaki. Sasaki getting taken deep by Kyle Teal yesterday.
Bro, do you realize that you just read? You're like ahead of this Dodger, ahead of this Dodger, ahead of this.
I know. I know.
What the bleep, man?
I know.
And then we haven't even talked about Choi's pitching again.
I know. Yeah, the Phillies rotation.
It's funny because it's like, oh, the Phillies clearly have the best rotation in baseball. The contender is the freaking Dodgers. Like, the Dodgers might have the best rotation.
I
still would take the Phillies. I'm just saying they're close.
So? I think it's...
Oh, you would take the Dodgers.
I would probably take the Dodgers. Dude, I mean, they're sick.
So best lineup and best... Yeah.
Bullpen sucks, though. Everyone knows that.
Does it, though?
No, it doesn't. No. Yeah,
they got more dudes than we do. Like...
Yeah. Dude,
I hate the Dodgers. I will say.
The Seltzer Sports
There's
hate.
A true villain in baseball now, and it's the Dodgers.
Yep.
Yep. And it's a shame because like Shohei and Mookie are super likable guys. Freddie Freeman, they're fucking likable guys. Hate them. Hate them. I'm rooting for injuries. That's what I'm rooting for.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bad guy self.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm bad. I don't care.
Yeah. Come on. Get hurt. Everyone
come at me, Dodgers.
Yeah. Well, again, their injured rotation last year was also probably the best rotation in baseball. And then they added Blake Snell and Sasaki to it. So it's good.
Yeah, like, dude, like, whatever happened to Bobby, what's his name?
Bobby Miller?
I love him.
Yeah, he stinks.
He's sadly. Done now?
Yeah, he got, yeah, he was bad last year and then
took so he's just done. It's all right. Guy was awesome for a year.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, Dustin May's back too.
I forgot all about Dustin.
I forget. Yeah, Dustin May. Like,
they have so many guys.
Yeah, no, it's pretty sickening. And River Ryan.
There's a guy named River Ryan.
River Ryan. That's yes. Great, yes. Yes. So, yeah, listen, it's probably the Dodgers. That's why it's so hard because I'm excited for the season. Like, I can't wait for the season. Yeah. I can't wait to go through it again. But it's just so hard to be like bloodthirsty for a World Series
when that team exists. Is standing right there.
When that team exists. Yeah. You know, I mean, and if they can get past the Dodgers,
I think actually feel like that's another reason it might make sense to, like, I think your best chance to beat the Dodgers in a 3-game series. So, maybe you just hope to play the Dodgers in the first round. I mean, that
wouldn't be a 3-game series. It'd be a 5-game.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry. Obviously, a 3-game series, but they're not going to be a wild card. As
Dodgers make the wild card?
The Dodgers would not be. But, like, I'd rather play them in a 5-game series than a 7-game series.
Sure. You'd be a better chance of beating them in a 5-game.
Of course.
Well, they lost a couple years ago to the Padres. Yeah. Oh, they've been, no one's been better at losing a 5-game series than the Dodgers until last year.
That is the best thing we can say for this whole Dodgers thing is, no one has been better at disappointing with lots of money spent and lots of players than the Dodgers. They have really shown an ability to.
Unless they found they broke through last year. And now they're like we're just here all the time.
6-3.
Listen, Kike is not gonna be around forever. All right,
how did they win without Kike? Right,
they did. He's straw that stirs the drink. I mean, he left for a couple years there.
I know.
So the Dodgers, if they can get past the Dodgers, right? That's obviously a big task.
Yes. Who's the next
team? Well, no, who's the best team in the AL? Because the Astros are done.
Yeah, the Yankees lost Juan Soto.
Yeah, now they added Freed. Devin Williams, he'll help. And
he'll help, but I don't know. Like, is Max Freed, like, Max Freed feels like a classic go to the Yankees and be like good, but not
he's
great.
He's the Sonny. Yeah. It's so funny how these guys can't handle New
I know.
York.
They
it's,
can't.
It's like Sonny
all
Gray.
These guys can't.
Randy Johnson.
I don't expect him to be great there. Like, I just don't. Like, he might be. I just don't.
Yeah.
Red
Sox with Bregman and
Red
Crochet.
Sox are interesting. I mean, I like the moves they made. They were already
Now there's the Devers won't move off their
honestly,
base thing.
Who's gonna have the best record in the AL? Probably Cleveland.
Of course. Baltimore disappointed last year and then did nothing.
Baltimore, it was clearly a hey, like maybe we'll get some pitching. It's like, we're gonna let the pitching go.
Yeah, we're gonna let Corbin Burns go.
What are they like for a team that clearly did such an unbelievable job drafting and developing these guys in the minors, like to just kind of like.
Well, they've also just given up.
A
on
new owner? Are they not? Are they still cheap? We're still cheap. Angelos is gone.
The report is that the owner is given he's saying to the GM, "You can spend," and the GM's just like, "Eh,
okay,"
which is great. But
bold move.
And they've completely given up on like developing pitching. I mean, Chassé is the Phillies' second best pitching prospect.
Wow.
I mean, if you want to put him ahead of Abel and Jean Cabrera.
Are you counting Painter as their, or not counting Painter?
No, Painter's number one.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying Chassé's number two.
I think he's the second
best. I don't know if there was someone else you had ahead of him or not.
No, I'm just trying to think out of my head. They gave him away for Gregory Soto.
That's nonsense.
Yeah. So like in the AL, I mean, the Tigers, they could have been, but then they didn't explode in free agency.
They did nothing.
They could have signed Bregman. That would have helped. You know, and the West is maybe...
I mean, the AL is way easier than the NL.
Wait.
It's such a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The NL's loaded, dude. Like
loaded. You know, our division alone, there are three potential playoff teams. Plus, Acuna and Strider coming back for them. The Mets just re-signed Alonso. We didn't even talk about it, but whatever. Now, I will say Mets have some pitching injuries, which is a good start.
Yeah.
You know, Frankie Montas, not looking great. Manaea's already got a oblique thing. Plus, I think we probably saw the best of Sean Manaea, let's be honest, right? Like, I think he's awesome. I'm just saying it to say it. I'm in on John
Griffin Canning opening day starter for the Mets.
Oh yeah,
no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, their rotation's a disaster.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out.
But the point is, those teams, the Dodgers, the Padres are legit. The Diamondbacks are legit. Like there's an argument that the NL has like four teams better than any teams in the AL.
And who's winning the NL Central? Reds.
With
Tito there.
Cubs. Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
By the way, I just remembered yesterday. I totally forgot. I think Boomer did a Sportsman or something, and he mentioned Terry Francona. Reds manager Terry Francona. I was like, what? totally forgot.
Yeah. Yeah. The Reds,
they'll be better.
They jumped too early on Tito.
Yeah.
Could have waited until after the Mets series. But it would have been an option.
I would have, yeah.
It would have been an option. Dude, imagine the full circle moment of Tito coming back.
Oh, can you imagine? I mean, magic. Magic.
Yeah. Thank God the Eagles won the Super Bowl, so we didn't have to deal with losing Tito and Andy Reid. You know?
Good point.
So they won 2 Super Bowls. I don't know if you know that.
I did know
the Eagles have won 2.
It's been glorious. Buddy.
Yeah, it's the best.
You know, it'd be nice if Phillies could get involved. It's been a long time all of a sudden. All of a sudden, we're like 17 years since we won a World Series.
Which
like,
is
all of a sudden,
amazing.
It's like, all of a sudden, we're a year away from like someone going to college who grew up and has never seen the Phillies.
Well, there's a lot of people who don't remember 08, which is so funny.
Sure.
To me.
Well, I mean, think about it. If you're like 20, whatever, 24, 23, like, you know, and 23 and down, like, you probably don't remember. If you do, it's flash memories of like the moment they won or whatever. But certainly don't have memories of it.
2027. Again, I don't really.
I like you going in.
I don't
that was
want.
A real smooth. You know.
I don't want to. I'm not a dynasty guy. I like one.
Oh, I know. You've said that.
One championship every 10 years. Yeah, that's all I want.
What a weird thing to say.
Matters more.
It does. I get it. I would like to experience like one, like just one time, be like the big dogs kicking everyone's ass for a few years. That'd be cool, right?
Yeah, it'd be nice.
It'd be nice.
I feel you. But again,
not your thing.
Wouldn't hit the same.
Not into it.
It simply would not hit the same. Can we talk about Bryce in a second?
Please. Yes.
What are we doing? Why?
Well, it's just your Schwarber third. Like, it's such a weird.
Just hit second.
It's a weird. Yeah.
Just hit second. It's the only thing that makes sense. Yeah. There's no point in doing it if you're not hitting second. Because the whole point was to have protection behind you with. And the righty lefty thing. Now we're batting Schwarber and Harper back to back, two lefties. Just,
it makes no sense.
Which I know Schwarber is good against lefties last year, but don't love
like,
that.
Oh yeah, it's the 1 year ever. Like let's not like take an outlier and be like, oh, he can crush lefties now.
Well,
if he can, maybe. I mean, that's a different discussion. But
what's the put Schwarber back at leadoff then? I mean, just put him back there.
I agree.
You were fourth in the league last year in first inning runs. You know, the leadoff thing is not it's just not an issue. But if you're going to do, you want Trey up there because he wants better pitches. You think it's going to be better for Trey. Perfectly fine. And it screams to me, Bryce doesn't want to bat second, which I don't get. Just, I know.
He wants to bat third. If you could hear it in that first quote when he got asked about it, he was like, well, I bat third. He's like, but I'll do whatever. But like his first response was like, I hit third. That's what I do.
And I appreciate you want to see the starting pitcher, see what he's got, work your way through it. I get it. I totally get it. It's one at bat in the first inning of the game. You can see him the next couple of times around. It just, the lineup makes so much more sense if it's Turner, Harper, Boehmer, Castellanos,
Schwarber.
Probably Boehm, and then Schwarber.
Can I ask a somewhat unpopular question?
Why?
Potentially unpopular. Are we sure Bryce is like as Mr. Team? I know he's Mr. Philly, but like it keeps seeming like there are these things that come up where it's like, well, if Bryce is cool with it, and it's like, yeah, Bryce isn't doing that. Like, I mean, like, would Bryce be willing to move back to the outfield so they could get Vlad Guerrero? I don't think he's going to play first base. Which again, I'm fine with him wanting to play first base, and he has earned the right to be a first baseman. But, like, there are all these things that come up where it's like, Bryce, it would be better for the team to bat second. He's like, I'll do whatever to help the team. He's like, I'm batting third, guys. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, is there a bit of like Bryce maybe like, says that he wants to do it, would do anything to help the team, but ultimately, like, wouldn't really do anything to help the team.
Well, I think Bryce is comfortable being Bryce.
I agree.
You know, so, you know, he's the franchise player. So franchise players get, you know,
I'm supposed to be the franchise player.
Yeah.
You're talking to me about batting second.
I know. So listen, I mean, I guess it's there. It's just, I hope they change it. Like, I hope they have more conversations.
I agree.
And I hope that, as we get closer to opening day, it's like, all right, I'll bat second. I just, ultimately we've gotten so consumed with the first inning of a baseball game, which
I know it's like, it doesn't matter anymore after that. Like it's over.
It's crazy.
And also the leadoff thing used to be a different thing when we used to have the pitcher batting ninth. Pitchers don't bat ninth anymore. It's a whole different thing. The lineup is like fluid a lot more than it used to.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe if they gave him the contract extension, he'd bat second.
There you go. Yeah, I think. Hey, Ryan, we'll give you which is going to happen at some point. I'm sure he win the World Series. Then we can
talk. Yeah.
All right, I got like 8 minutes, so take back.
Yeah, like 8 minutes.
So I know. Back. I got to go pick my mom up. Shout out to mom.
Mom's here. You haven't watched any spring training, right? So zero. You have no feel for the ABS system?
No, I've seen a couple, like I've read about the first challenge and like I've seen like a couple highlights of it, but nothing big.
It's not bad.
Oh,
it's not
bad.
Wow.
Welcome aboard, Jack Fritz.
Not that bad.
Wow.
It's pretty quick. It's a challenge. It's not bad.
Okay. I'll take it.
It's not bad. I wonder when they eventually just do like everything, like every pitch is ABS.
Is automatic.
Rather than like needing the challenge because they want to keep a little bit of the human aspect, I guess.
Oh, I think that's why it is. Keep the human aspect. Yeah.
In the game. But it's not that bad.
Okay.
Most things with baseball, they've gotten a lot of these little rule changes.
They're really good at it. Right. They've been really good at it.
I'm sure they'll.
They've made the game better over the last few years.
Yeah. So it seems like a call like that's not going to swing. Now, I wonder if they're going to do the BS thing like they do with the challenges with, you know, like on the field where they can just ask the umpire
and be like, yeah, all right, well, let's change that right away. Yeah. Where it's like the no catch, where it's like that ball clear at the ground. Can we just keep this moving here? What, not too old challenging.
You run out of challenges and then they just ask the umpires and the umpires like, okay, we'll go review it. It's, you know, I wonder if they can do that with the pitch challenge. Like, let's say it's the ninth inning, you use all your challenges.
Well, especially because, yeah, like how many challenges do they get? Three, two?
I think it's three.
Especially because like, how many bad calls from an ump are there in a game? If you get a bad ump, like you could have like 15, 20 in a game, you know?
What I'm going to find so funny is like a player in the first or second inning, just for no reason, be like, no, we're challenging that. And then losing it.
I know.
And then it's going to, people are going to be furious.
It's going to, yeah.
There's going to be discussion about using your challenges too early.
I agree.
And, you know, a me guy hitter.
So do you think this will happen next year? Do you think it'll be
there's momentum for it?
It does. Yeah. That's what I'm asking. Obviously, it's not being this year. They're testing it out in spring training and all that, but it's intriguing.
And I think a lot of people have watched it and been like, all right.
It's not that bad. Well, I do think they mitigate the whole like, well, you know, you got to keep the umpire. Like it is. The umpire is there. It's just a challenge thing.
Yeah.
I
am going to miss.
And like with all this stuff, people get used to it. It'll change. And then, you know, there are people who watch basketball without the 24-second clock. And we're probably like, wow, this is weird. And then it's like, oh. Yeah.
Basketball without a 24-second clock sounds horrible.
It was a nonsensical idea.
I wonder if PA, when I was in high school, PA.
It's late. I mean, Villanova won the title in 85 without a shot clock.
Yeah. Well, Pennsylvania High School, when I was still there, they didn't have a shot clock.
Yeah, I think they still might not.
Which is excruciating.
What are we doing here?
Like, excruciating.
I mean, wouldn't you just score 2 points and then dribble? I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, that sounds like the Celtics are playing. But no, ABS hasn't been that bad. ABS hasn't been that bad.
Yeah.
So John McMillan, thank God. It's
about
time.
Almost forgot. Yeah, that's the tweet. Yeah.
Yeah. The next Jeff Hoffman, SummerSlam.
Yeah. Yep.
He, so a couple years ago for the Royals, he kind of popped a little bit and a lot of talk heading into last year in me doing deep dives into Royals
Look
Twitter. They were like, this guy's going to lead our team in saves. So like he just has some pedigree. He's not just like
a Royals fans liked him. Got it.
Royals fans liked him. So that's the pedigree that I'm going for. But stuff pops, man. He's the second highest recorded fastball so far in spring training.
Don't hate that.
Yeah, he's got
Matt Joyce the first one, or Ben Joyce. I mean, Philly Matt Joyce.
Former spring training goat Matt Joyce. Yeah. No, it was a White Sox.
Is that dude Ben Joyce?
Ben Joyce is nasty.
He throws hard.
He might hit. There's rumors he might hit 106 this year.
He throws so hard. Yeah. I mean, harder name we've seen. So that's why I guessed it was him. But anyway, go ahead.
I think his nickname's the Volunteer Fireman, which is awesome because he's a Tennessee Vol.
Oh,
I know Justin.
Even better.
Yeah, Justin's all fired
strong.
Up. Ben Joyce.
Strong.
So
Vilny wasn't wasting away in the most meaningless team in the sport.
Dude, the Rendon stuff is still so funny.
Yeah.
Now they made up a surgery for him not to
Did
play.
Did they?
Oh yeah, he's out. He's out for an extended period of time.
He's just like, I don't want to play.
I don't want to play anymore. Yeah, I don't want to play anymore.
Here's your money. Here's your $260 million.
All guaranteed.
That might be the worst contract in the history of the sport. Arguably, like in terms of return on investment, like it's up there. I mean, how many at bats has he had as an Angel?
What and how many impactful at bats? It's not even like when he played, he was good. He was a disappointment. So the Rendon stuff is such a shame because again, he was my favorite.
One of the greatest hitters of a generation.
Like people don't remember 2013 to 2019,
yeah, so they won the World Series.
I mean, that was a pure right-handed hitter. So, what you looking at his contract?
No, I'm just looking at his numbers since he went to LA. Just the games played since he went to LA in 2020, 52. I guess that was 2020. So that was all right. 58, 47, 43, 57. It's actually higher than I expected. You said 694 at bats in 5 years.
Goodness. And I remember the Phillies were talking about trying to get him that year.
Well, I'm sorry, 601 at bat, 694 plate appearance.
Oh, okay. The Phillies were like sort of in on him. But no, McMillan, just
do you real quick?
Yeah.
Take a guess how many home runs he has.
Like 12?
22.
Yeah. And I'll keep saying.
Oh, great hitter. Really? Dude hit one left-handed. Just messing around. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. He's awesome. So McMillan's interesting. We'll see. I mean, he's your classic, you know, big-armed spring training guy that looks good. In this instance, that you know he could turn to Ramon Rosso, and by the way,
oh, what a dream that would be
for people who were talking about the podcast like three pods ago on the AMA of the pitcher I was trying to think of that he reminds me of. It was James Norwood was big, strong, threw a million miles an hour, but was bad. McMillan could be that, but. But if you're looking at Stuff Plus, which I know
the amount of people you brought up on this podcast.
Dude, I know. Because
like
if one pops, then
I know.
But on Stuff Plus models,
Stuff Plus.
He rates out very,
not just
very high.
Stuff Plus.
Yeah, Stuff Plus. Good. Rates out very high. So he's interesting. Nicholas Padilla is interesting.
Ooh, we can bring back related to Vicente.
Yeah, we can bring back son. Padilla's Flotillas.
I'm it's sure they'll be son.
Yeah, I'm sure. The
I couldn't get for a second there.
No, nah, come on, we're locked in.
Spring I know. I thought maybe I get like a really.
There's no time for jokes. There's no time for jokes. There's just not. Slider's interesting. Curveball's interesting. Fastball needs to throw
the
more.
What's the point of doing this pod? There's no
only to talk about Nicholas Padilla.
Yes, that's right.
And then Kyle Tyler was it? Kyle Tyler is the maybe
so close. Kyle Tyler, Kyler Tucker.
Kyle Tyler. This is my big.
Can I be honest? Yeah. Kyle Tyler, awful.
It's a tough one. Two first names.
I mean, I'm usually a two first names guy. Like Tyler, Kyle, like there's.
Why are you usually a two first names?
Because I enjoy two first names. I think it's fun. I'm usually a fan of two first names, like most of the time.
Okay.
You know, don't you agree? Are you not a two first names guy?
I've not thought that deeply about two
first
names.
You've never given this thought before?
No.
Like James Dean. Great name.
Jack Fritz. Fritz is actually
German.
Name.
Yes, it is. Yes. I don't think of it. Jack Fritz. Great name.
Yeah.
I think it's a good name.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sure. Here's my big comp for Kyle Tyler.
Can't wait. I'm really waiting for right there.
Kyle Tyler.
This is going to be ridiculous. Yes.
Kyle Tyler is maybe the pretty good version of Nick Nelson.
Oh, no.
No one better. That's why they pay me the big bucks on this podcast.
Right.
Yep.
We're done.
Five stars. Five stars. Rate, review. Tell your friends.
Yes.
Put that on a t-shirt. Kyle Tyler, maybe the good version of Nick Nelson. Yes.
Not maybe the pretty good version.
Yes.
All right.
And Otto Kemp at RBI double yesterday.
How excited are you about Otto Kemp?
I like Otto Kemp.
Okay, good.
I like Otto Kemp. He's not on the 40 man. So
no.
Okay. So we're going to
someday
have to,
we'll see him play.
We're going to have to make some moves to get that thing to work.
It'll be glorious. I can't wait for that emergency bomb when he's added to 40 man.
Again, rate, review, subscribe.
Hit us up.
It's the only Phillies podcast you need.
Certainly the only one you're getting this from.
I watch spring training baseball, so you don't have to.
Excited for more spring training baseball?
Of course, 1 o'clock
guess
today.
That's what we'll talk about.
I have not.
I'm going to spring training next week.
So am I.
I think we're going at the same time.
No, we're going Tuesday, Wednesday.
Oh, so you're going right before us. We're Thursday, Friday. They usually don't put us the same week.
Nice. Wow. That's a weird one. I don't know why they're
right. They never do that. Yeah. All right. Well,
we're talking to Bryson. We're talking to the big fellas.
We're talking to Dombrowski and Topper and stuff. Who are you talking to? Bryson who?
Bryson Trey.
Oh, so you get the players. We get the big time people.
Yeah.
We get the people who make the decision.
Yeah, but we get the... We get
the decision makers, you know?
Yeah. Maybe we'll see Aiden.
Oh, there you go. Make him awkward by being out. Hey, man!
Hey!
It's me! It's Jack! Remember me from the Blue Coast game? Remember me?
We're best friends. All
right. I gotta go.
All right.
This is great.
Have fun at Target.
I did enjoy this. Yeah. I'm going to Target. It's going to be great. So it's actually going to be a nightmare. It's going to be Zoe and my mom just like out of control and me just pushing a cart and
all right.
Maybe listening to this pod.
Yeah. Okay.
You're right. All right. We'll be back next week. Until then, he's Fritz and Seltzer.